Sandor mm-hmm. is getting gigantic.
As I'm like mowing down on nuts.
Sandor's getting big. He weighs 15 pounds. I know I want to eat one too. I don't know if we're recording here or not, but.
I think we are.
I got the bag out. Dang it. Yeah, I'll put them away. Okay. They're so good though.
They're very good.
I got them. I worked at Camp Cannabis.
Mm.
I got to see Sublime. I didn't tell you that, did I?
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Sublime with Rome.
Fuck.
However, okay. So the food truck that I was working at was directly across from the main stage.
Is this going to be like an annual thing, do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was kind of slow, I thought, like during the day, but I got there Friday and that's when okay. I started. And I worked the island truck. Mm-hmm. So I got a weekend pass and then I got some food and some beers from like the guys in the truck and I just like took orders. And tokens. They didn't even do cash there. They did tokens, which I guess is like, I'm assuming the festival way to like see how much money is like getting yes. processed through.
I could see that.
You know, to kind of say, oh, well, last year they made this much money because mm-hmm. then they know all the numbers. Because that's how Hiawatha is too.
That's a good
and,
idea.
Like, food fest and all yeah. that. But so the truck I was working at was directly across from the main stage.
I know. I saw some of your snaps.
Yeah. So I was like right there when Afro Man and Sublime played.
Oh my God. I'm so jealous. I didn't know, but a couple of my freshman fellows were talking to me Thursday because they had their parents come up during the weekend mm-hmm. and they were just like, well, they just didn't know if they wanted to come up because Camp Cannabis is this weekend. And I'm like, what? They're just going to be chilling at Tourist Park. Like, they don't want nothing to do with any of your freshman fellow garbage.
Yeah, they do not care. So it was kind of weird and also, like, cool. I did, like, the amount of stoned people that I dealt with
yes.
ordering food. Like,
but it's totally different than drunk people.
Oh, they're 1,000 times better.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Drunk mm-hmm. people are dropping things and knocking stuff over as I drink my, like, gigantic
That's
Budweiser.
Okay.
But they're, like, okay, example. A guy came up and he ordered food and, like, a can of Coke.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, all right. So I took his food order. I said it's going to be, like, 15 minutes. I got his can out and I handed it to mm-hmm. him. And he had, like, an army jacket on, and he put it in the pocket. Well, then he got his food, and he walked away, and he came back, and he goes, oh, I didn't get my Coke. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure I gave it to you. Because at this, like, working at Camp Cannabis, like, obviously I had, like, a beer. You know?
Right.
I'm working there.
You're working.
I have to, like, deal with people,
yeah.
deal with... So I'm like, I'm not going to, like, sit here and drink a ton or anything. Or smoke or whatever. So, he was like, yeah, I think you forgot my Coke. And I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure I gave it to you. So he kind of wandered off. And he did, like, a couple, like, slow turns in the street, like, in front.
Oh, yeah. There it is.
It was... He put it in his pocket.
Oh!
And he's like, I
the
found
best.
It. I put it in my pocket. I'm like, okay, buddy. But it was a lot of that. And, like, they do...
It's like, oh.
The island does a breakfast burrito.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got, like, 3 eggs, bacon, hash browns.
Everything you need.
It's... And they're gigantic. Yeah. Like, I could never eat a whole one.
Yeah.
And people, like, that was, like, it for the night. Like, oh, breakfast.
At like, this is the best.
At, like, 9:30 p.m.
Wow.
Like, the best. And then they also do a loaded fries, which okay. is, like, cheese fries, but then there's sour cream, bacon,
so,
onions.
Heaven.
Heaven.
Is what you're saying.
For people that have been smoking.
Or people that don't.
Or people that don't. I get their BLT. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we were directly across from the main stage, which was cool. However, the past few concerts I've went to, we've gotten like side seats where we're like to the side of the stage and can kind of look down and like see the musicians playing. And I much prefer that to being like down in front.
Okay.
Because I could see the stage. I could see what was going on. But I really like seeing everybody set up. I know it's weird. I like seeing all the different musicians like doing their thing. Like when we saw Ghost, we were like just couple weeks ago. We were like far enough over and like looking down at the stage. So when they had the curtain from like the floor area, we could see behind the curtain. So we could see all the technicians doing their thing.
That's cool.
But yeah, Camp Cannabis was fun. It was super duper cold. I'm hoping that if they do it again next year, it'll be like
the weekend earlier or something.
Well, it was at Tourist Park, and Tourist Park is like booked like solid all summer. Like every time you pass there, it's like campground full signs.
Yeah.
So I don't know how they would do it to have it like earlier in the year.
That's true.
But since I had the bracelet, I worked. I got out of there at like 11. Fine. Like when they shut down. But then I went back yesterday and I got a bunch of food because the Manny's taco truck was there.
Yeah.
And their nachos are like, they're so good because all the sides are like, you do them yourself.
Yeah.
You get like the chips and meat and then get to put everything on.
I want nachos.
They're so
good. Was
so I got nachos, I got the pecans, I got a thing of like toasted pecans, and then I got a t-shirt. So
that's cool.
Yeah,
it was Mexican week on Bake Off, and so I really want tacos.
I have yet to watch it.
Oh my god.
That was one of my things. Oh last my god night. I mean, people came over, which was fine, we had a good time. However, if I would have sat home while Greg was at work and watched the Bake Off and then maybe a couple episodes of Bridgerton, I would have been fine.
Yeah.
But people over, so we ended up watching other shit.
That sounds great.
But yeah. What?
What are we doing?
I don't know.
What's happening?
We haven't talked in a while, and I hadn't told you anything about Camp Cannabis, which was fun.
I want to go next year.
You should. And they have a ton of vendors.
Hippie dance and...
They had people doing, like, festival braids. So they were doing, like, Dutch, like, double Dutch braids, but then weaving in, like, pretty colors. So it's they like, have, like, these long, pretty braids.
It's like the Renaissance Fair, but for stoners. Is what I would...
Yes. It's like...
And Renaissance Fairs... are wonderful.
It's sort of like a rave version of a Renaissance fair.
That's the best.
Like if you want some glow sticks, if you want I guess they had, there's a guy there doing like woodworking stuff and a lot of like beads and incense and,
that sounds great.
It was a lot of fun.
Anywho,
I think that's all I have to say.
Let's get right into this.
20 minutes later.
That's fine. Hello everyone. My name's Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. On tonight's episode of Slasher Movie Review, we're going to Pet Sematary. No, I'm just kidding. But it might as well be.
Basically, yes.
In Pumpkinhead, which came out in 1989. It's an hour and 30 minutes long. You can find this on Amazon, Apple TV, and a couple other streaming services. It's directed by Stan Winston. He's done... essentially every sci-fi movie in the 80s and 90s, he has had some...
I didn't look into him at all.
Some type of special effect thing. Whether it was like Aliens or Gremlins or whatever, like he had some hand in it.
I get that. Yeah. It was kind of the same thing with the music. The music was familiar. Yeah. There was a lot of similar stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
The writers are Stan Winston, who did the story. Mark Patrick Carducci, who did the screenplay, and then Ed Justin, who did the poem.
So, what's the poem? Is it the poem?
You can find it online. Okay. It's a longer poem. Yeah.
Because there was a part where the kids were like picking on each other, and they were had like a little nursery rhyme type thing. And then I wondered if that was like the poem.
Yeah. If you look on like Villain Wiki, which is fantastic, it has the poem. The Pumpkinhead poem. And it's like, Pumpkinhead's going to get you, like, that type of thing.
It's a cool idea.
It's a really cool idea. It reminded me a lot of the Hop on Thomas.
Oh, yeah. Like
when we were growing up.
There's a monster out to get you.
Yeah. Like, better be good or the hop on Thomas is going to get you. That was our
childhood.
Our childhood thing. And I don't even know where that came from.
I think Dad might have just made it up.
Made it up. Yeah.
So that we would behave.
It's like a little gremlin looking guy with like a red hat, glowing red eyes, and like long fingers.
Yeah. So like, I always imagined it to be like a frog. Like, do you remember Frog and Toad together?
Yes.
I imagined it to look like one of them, but like
evil. A swamp creature.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, not person-like at all.
We could write a children's story about all of the bullshit Dad told us.
We probably shouldn't.
It's because they're ripoffs of, like, everything.
We've talked about that before. Like, I didn't know until I was, like, old enough to read Lord of the Rings that all of our childhood stories were based on Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Yeah. The ring that made us disappear and all mm-hmm. the fun things. Okay. This stars Mushroom as Gypsy the dog.
I think we've talked about this maybe on the podcast before, but I wanted to name Ruby Gypsy.
Yes. Gypsy.
Until I found out that it was like a derogatory term.
Gypsy? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Mushroom was Barney and Gremlins.
What?
Mm-hmm. And fun fact, he did his own stunts in this movie.
I mean,
so all of the jumping.
Running up to the motorcycle.
Yeah. And it also stars Lance Henriksen as Ed. He's an alien. Yeah. Alien, Powder, Close Encounters, The X-Files later on, all of mm-hmm. the things. Wait. No.
No.
Not in X-Files, Millennium was what he was in. Kind of a similar...
Okay.
Like 90s sci-fi show. Matthew Hurley as Billy. He was a street performer in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
I haven't seen that in years.
Oh, wild. John Diacchino.
Sure.
Yeah. As Joel. He was in a few episodes of Quantum Leap. He was in Sequest, Jag, and Xena.
Wow.
The 90s... trifecta.
I was gonna say.
Joel Hoffman as Steve. He was in Slumber Party Massacre too.
Which, have you looked into doing Slumber Party Massacre?
We should absolutely do it.
The cover of it is like so cheesy and sexist. I'm like, I don't know if I can do this, but
we should do it. Carrie Remsen as Maggie. She was in Nightmare on Elm Street 2, and she was one of the guy's girlfriends. Kimberly Ross as Kim. She was in The Last Starfighter, but like a minor character. Jeff East as Chris. He was, and I knew I recognized him, he was in Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn as Huck Finn. And I had a big crush on
really
Huck Finn.
Wait, which character was that?
The blonde guy.
I'm trying to think of his death.
He had, like, a vest. He's one of, like, the last people alive.
Okay.
He's one of the last guys. And he was also in Superman, the original, as a young Clark Kent.
Okay.
Yeah. Cynthia Bain as Tracy. She's mainly an acting consultant, like, okay. 80s and 90s. Not a ton. Brian Bremmer as Bunt, the little...
I thought he was cute. I liked him.
He's a major voice actor. He plays Nick in the Walking Dead video game.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Tom Woodruff Jr. as Pumpkinhead. He did all the special effects. He did special effects for Jumanji, Starship Troopers, and Death Becomes Her.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And then special shout out to one of the Wallace children who's...
I saw that. You can...
Mayim... Oh, Mike. Amy on Big Bang Theory.
Balak.
Mayim Balak.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Blossom.
Blossom. Amy on Big Bang Theory. Famous neuroscientist also. I think she's a neuroscientist. Something.
She's very smart.
She's very,
very she smart. She was an actor. Blossom mm-hmm. era. Teenage. Went to college. Very, very smart.
Yes.
Circle back to acting.
Huh? She's a neuroscientist. Yes.
Neuroscientist.
Perfect. It's just like the woman that played Winnie on the Wonder
Did
Years.
Did she do that too?
She's an amazing mathematician.
Huh.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to act for a little while, then I'm going to go get super duper smart.
Yep.
I mean, if you're going to be talented, I guess you can just be talented all around.
Just cover all of the bases.
Yeah.
All right.
This movie was filmed in California. The cabin, I looked it up. The little cabin that they stay in. $3.3 million for that property.
Up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's been used as like a wedding venue, rented out for parties. Oh, I'm sure. It's also the Jarvis family home in Friday the 13th, the final chapter.
Yes.
So it's in another one.
Oh, that's so cool.
Another horror movie. Mm-hmm. But like, you wouldn't think about it as the cabin, but it's in California in a pricier area. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Okay. This is kind of a Pet Sematary.
It's Pet Sematary with a monster instead of the cemetery.
Instead of things coming back to life from the cemetery. Yeah. Basically, the idea is, do you know where it's supposed to be filmed? I feel like it's very like
Texas.
You think so?
Like one of the southern states where you could have wide open plains and also mountains and wooded areas. It's Texas, Louisiana, maybe.
Rural area. Mm-hmm. There's basically a kind of urban legend, I'd call it, about Pumpkinhead. You can summon Pumpkinhead to
get revenge.
Right wrongs.
Yes.
To get revenge.
Yeah.
So in the beginning of this,
1957.
Mm-hmm. Eddie, who plays the dad later on, is saying his prayers. His dad takes the horse, locks the horse up. He's acting real weird, has a gun. It's kind of like a creepy night for him. Eddie is a child. They board up, I don't know what it is. What's it called when you put the board across the door from the inside?
They
It's like locking it with a board.
Yeah.
Someone's getting attacked in the cornfield next to their house. He comes running. He wants in. He's banging on the door. What kind of Christian are you to not let me in? The mom and Eddie are both want to let the man in. Dad is like, nope. It's like his problem. Not dealing with it.
No, thank you.
Well, then Eddie is in his room and looks out his window and sees the guy being murdered by a monster.
Yeah. Would you have let him in?
I don't know. That's one of those things where...
You have to be in that situation. It's like in zombie movies too.
No, it was just in The Purge. We talked about that.
Oh, yeah. Would you let...
Mm-hmm. Would you let him in? Yeah.
I probably would.
Yep. I think it might be different, if I had kids.
Yeah.
If the kids were here and this was happening, would you be let this guy in that's getting chased by a monster?
No.
But if it was just you?
Well, because then you need to think about it. What if the guy actually gets away and then later on you see that guy and you're in a tough spot and the guy is just nah, fuck you. You didn't help me.
I mean, yeah, that's how life kind of works.
Yeah, that sucks.
I wouldn't think about running into that person again. I would have the long-lasting guilt.
Yes.
I probably would let the person in.
Yeah.
But who knows? Maybe in the situation, I'd be a huge dick and just be like, no.
You can't come in. You can fuck right off.
It's your problem. Well, when the guy's getting attacked, too... He says, when he's, banging on the door, he's like, I didn't do that to that girl.
Ugh.
Or, I didn't, I think he...
He alludes that something terrible happened, and he's just like, no, I didn't do it.
And that's why he's, mm-hmm. getting chased by this monster.
Yeah.
So that kind of, foreshadows. Present day, Eddie, grown up as a dad, he's got a little boy.
I just want to say
yeah,
how attractive he is in this movie.
Lance Henriksen, young baby.
He said
he's like a sweaty farmer man. I'm like, all right. I mean,
he's attractive. Like the in a weird way. Like the T-1000 is attractive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's like, he's got the Uma Thurman attractiveness.
He's got, yes.
Where it's like, are you hot? Yes.
Patricia Arquette.
Is another one,
especially in Stigmata. It's just like, do I really find her like super attractive, or is she just like,
is she playing quirky a role enough? That I find attractive?
Yes.
Or is she actually attractive?
Yeah.
There's a few actors like that where I'm like, when they're just doing their like day-to-day acting where they're a normal character, yeah. I'm like, meh. But then when they're like the bad guy, I'm like, ooh, they're the bad guy now.
Cillian Murphy is a bad guy. Like in Red Eye.
Yes. Well, no. And in 28 Days Later, where I fell in love with him, when he starts out, he's like
this naive little babe.
Cute guy, you know, nothing. But then when he's like revenging on all of the army men, I'm like, okay, no. And it's okay. The same thing with Peaky Blinders.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's like gangster guy. So when he's like being tough, it's like, ooh, he's cute. But then when he's just like being himself, I'm like, meh.
Do you ever see the TikTok of him just looking extremely uninterested all the time?
I sent that to you.
You sent that to me, and then I posted it on my Instagram story. Something like, this is how I feel at work all the time.
Yeah, it's like me dealing with customer service complaints, and it's just like him looking fucking bored,
fucking not having anything,
and like rolling his eyes and like pouting,
like ugh. Anyway,
what are you talking about, Lance Henriksen?
Yeah,
cute,
okay. Cute. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I actually wrote Lance. Oof! Exclamation point.
This is also the point where I kind of realized what was going to happen, and I was like, oh, it's going to be like Pet Sematary.
I mean, yeah, him and his dad, or, you know, the kid.
And he's such a cute kid, too. He has, like, the Coke bottle glasses.
Greg goes, is that the kid from Jerry Maguire? And it I'm like, no, looks they're, like him. 20 years apart. It could be his, like, dad.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he has cutest the round, kid. Cute little glasses. Mm-hmm. So they go to work. It looks like he owns like a little general store.
Yeah.
Dad and son. Take the
dog.
And
their dog.
Mm-hmm. The general store is like super basic. It's not even a gas station, I don't think.
No.
Just like a spot along the highway. Well, a couple cars pull up. There's a truck pulling a trailer and then a sports car. Everyone appears to be assholes in both vehicles.
So I disagree with that. I think Kim and what was that other guy's name?
I don't know. I can't remember their names.
Kim and Joel are the douchebags. And they're a couple. Joel's the dark-haired guy who just acts like nothing fucking matters. Fuck this. I'm just going to drink 10 beer.
Okay, so I don't like Joel. His girlfriend, though, is just kind of like along she's for just the there. Ride. Like she's just not, there. Because doesn't he like at some point beat her up,
yeah.
too? Okay.
He's a dick.
But Joel is somebody's brother, right?
Joel and Steve are
brothers. Joel and
Steve
are brothers.
Yeah. And Steve is a good guy. Steve's the nice one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So they pull up to this little convenience store before they're heading up to the cabin. Looks like they're going to do some dirt biking. Whatever. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
They're going to do some dirt.
Two wheels in dirt.
Yes. So while they're parked there, this was kind of annoying. They're like, while we're parked at the store shopping for a few supplies, we're going to unload the dirt bikes.
Joel.
And go like yes. flying up and down these hills.
Joel is just like, nah, I'm going to do this.
I can't wait till I get to the cabin to do this. No, I have to do it right now.
I have to do it right now.
So, on this, what could potentially be this man's private
yes,
property.
Yes. And so Steve just kind of like goes along with it because Joel is a dick and whatever. So yeah. They're doing this. Tracy and Chris.
Oh, and they also pick on the boy too.
See,
they also like give him shit.
Tracy and Chris don't.
They don't. Yes. They're nice to him.
They're nice to him. But Tracy has a camera and the Wallace family pulls up and a gaggle of children get out the back. And this includes Bunt, who's super cool. I like him.
And they're all kind of like exactly what you would see in like a Appalachian, like
1929 Dust Bowl.
Yeah.
Advertisement.
All these kids.
Not advertisement, but.
Are wearing like gray.
Brochure.
And they're all dirty. And there's like a bunch of them in the back of the truck. Mm-hmm. And they all wanted to like go for a ride, I'm sure. To yeah. like the little store.
Mm-hmm. Bunt's the oldest.
Yeah.
And he's teasing the kids about Pumpkinhead. Like, oh, Pumpkinhead's going to come get you. And they
bring up Pumpkinhead.
Yep. And Tracy takes their pictures and stuff because she's a photographer, I guess. Tracy or Maggie, I can't remember. But but yeah, they're just having a good old time.
Billy is the son.
Billy is the son.
Yeah. So, yeah, some of the people are hanging out at the store. Dad has to run an errand. He has to run back to the house.
Yeah, because he left something of Mr. Wallace's. And so... Yeah.
He was supposed to bring feed from home to the general store for Wallace. So, Mr. Wallace. When Mr. Wallace and all the kids show up, Dad, Eddie, realizes he forgot it at home. Mm-hmm. And then he said that he'll just deliver it up to his house.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
After work. Yep.
Yeah. So... During
work, yeah.
So he leaves his little kid at the store. At first, I'm like, what? But then, you know, whatever.
He's like eight.
Yeah.
Seven or eight, maybe.
The kid and the dog at the store.
Yeah.
He's going to run home, load up the truck, come back.
Yep.
And then take it up to Wallace's.
Yeah, and he tells Billy to, like, stay inside, don't talk to anybody.
Yeah.
Like...
The rundown of leaving his kid alone. Well, Gypsy runs out of the store after the guys on their dirt bikes.
Yep. And it's Steve and Joel.
Yes.
On their dirt bikes.
So, super sad. The dog runs out barking. Billy runs out after the dog. And the dog, like... Narrowly misses getting hit. Billy, however, gets run over.
Yeah, Steve doesn't hit him, but Joel, like, full on.
Hits him.
Yeah. Terrible. This is terrible. Gypsy is sitting next to Billy.
I know, it's so sad.
Whining, and I'm like, oh, my God, my heart. And then Maggie is there. Maggie and Tracy are there. Steve wants to stay with the kid and is just like, no, like,
yeah,
we
like
need
we
to
have
stay
to
with him.
Call an ambulance. We have to do something.
But while they're all discussing this, Joel's like packing up his shit and fucking leaving.
Joel's like, I'm the fuck out of here.
He's like, I've been drinking. Like, I already got in trouble once for a situation like this. Like, yeah. If I do it again.
He fights with his girlfriend about it.
Yeah.
And everybody leaves except
Steve.
Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Steve stays. Well, then Ed comes back after running his errand.
And it's just like the look of realization on his face, too.
Oh, it's so sad.
It's awful. I can't say I blame him.
No. So he just comes out and, like, I mean, Steve might as well have not even been there.
No.
He, like, scoops up his kid. At that point, I'm like, is he alive still? Because, I mean, child acting. So it's kind of like,
yeah.
And at one point he's got his like arms wrapped around his neck, like while he's being carried.
He was like on his way out. Like, I think he actually like died.
Because he does like
say
some things
yes.
to his dad like before.
And Ed's just like, what the hell happened? And Steve's just like, I thought I should stay with him. And Ed's essentially just like, you've done enough. Like, yeah.
Like, okay, well, you can go fuck off now.
Yeah.
It turns out that Joel, this was once everyone like rallied back at camp at their like cabin. Joel couldn't stay because he was on probation from hitting or
a girl.
Like, having an accident with a girl like a month ago.
Yep.
A month before that. So he kind of sounds like a piece of shit. they get into a big argument. Joel ends up hitting Chris with a piece of firewood.
Yeah, like
after like beating up the girls.
So Tracy is like, we have to call the ambulance. Maggie is like,
there was no phone at the general store.
PTSD, like sitting completely zoned out, not having anything. Tracy goes to call, and it turns out Joel had ripped the cord out of the wall, and he's just like, nobody's fucking calling. And Tracy's like, what the fuck? And Chris is like, no, we have to go to the ambulance. We have to go to the authorities. And that's when Joel takes a piece of firewood and just like bashes Chris in the head. Like, Chris doesn't die, but
yeah, but he's still like fighting everybody. Like, we're not telling the police. Well, unfortunately, Billy passes away at his dad's house, like in his arms. Steve comes back to the camp, which how did he get? Did he have a
I think he bike? Had his dirt bike there still.
Okay. He finds out that two of them or one of the couples had been locked in the closet.
It was Chris and Tracy had been locked in the closet.
And sorry, my name's
that's okay. I
so bad
made sure I like remembered who all of the teen characters are.
And they're like, what happened? You know, what's going on? And he just said he looked at me like he wanted to kill me.
Yeah. Well,
fair enough. So then Ed delivers the feed to the Wallaces, like he said he was going to, up kind of in the mountains. He asks about a woman in the mountains that has powers.
And one of the kids describes her as a woman that everybody's afraid of. And I'm like, I want to be described like that.
I think I am. As a woman. I think I'm already being described as, oh yeah, that scary lady.
That scary lady that lives in the woods.
Mm-hmm. I'm 100% behind that. Well, they also tell him that the mountain woman will only take him to hell.
Yeah, because Mr. Wallace is like, no, like, you don't even bother. Like, what's done is done. Like,
yeah,
just leave it be.
Well, he gives was it Bunt?
It's Bunt.
Okay.
Yeah.
He gives Bunt $10 and says to like get information.
Yeah.
The woman's name's Haggis.
I know.
Which I thought was funny. And he said that he'd take him halfway.
Yep.
She's at the like the end of the road.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a total like swamp witch cabin.
God, it's so cool. It's like glowing red.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is great.
It's glowing. It's in like a bog. Like, it's just so like creepy looking.
Yeah.
She tells him flat out that she can't raise the dead.
Yeah. She doesn't do that.
No. But she tells him that if he wants vengeance, to dig up something from the graveyard. And it was kind of like, you know what to dig up. Like, you'll find it.
It's alluded.
Mm-hmm. He'll know what it is. He gets there and it's a giant mountain or like.
It's just like a mound.
It's like Devil's Tower, but small. That's the shape of it.
Yeah.
And it's got like pumpkins growing all over it.
Yeah. The pumpkin mound.
Yes. He digs up like a corpse, like a small.
Yeah.
Smallish body. It's a vengeance demon. He takes it back to her cabin. The dad's blood and the son's blood wake it up. However, the son would not be bleeding because the son is dead.
Right.
Fun fact. I also looked up the difference between a graveyard and a cemetery.
Didn't you know this?
Do you know it?
Yeah. Cemetery is connected to a church. Graveyard is not. Or it's vice versa.
It's vice versa.
Okay.
A graveyard is like a churchyard cemetery, churchyard burial place.
Yeah.
A cemetery is Greek for sleeping place, and that's what they call the catacombs.
That's cool.
I didn't know that. I looked it up because I was like,
Yeah, that's neat.
Yeah. So the dad faints. Ed faints when like all this happens.
As you do.
Mm-hmm. The woman tells him that he can go. It begins. And then he, Ed, starts digging a grave next to his wife's.
And I really liked the is boy. It an epitaph? What's written on a
yes
tombstone or gravestone?
Well, yeah, what did it say?
Budded on earth, bloomed in heaven is what's on his wife's.
I mean, that also implies that she died young.
Yes.
Which is sad.
It's sad, but I liked it.
Yeah, it is. So,
do you think she died in childbirth?
Who knows?
Yeah.
No clue.
Okay.
Why?
I was like wondering, like, when you see gravestones and stuff in movies and somebody's like super emotional, like how they died.
One, so I like reading old gravestones too. Yeah. To kind of like, I don't know. So Nagani Cemetery on 492.
Yeah.
There's one where it's like a woman that was only like 23 or 24. Mm-hmm. And next to her are like multiple children that died like super young. And I'm like, oh.
That's awful.
So she probably got married at like 17. It's like from the 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
oh, okay.
Late 1800s. And it appears from the grave markers. I'm just like
guessing, yeah.
That she got married at like 17-ish. Had a few children that died in a short amount of time. Yeah. And then she also died before she was like 25.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's wild?
What?
Being over in the UK and seeing gravestones that are like 1500.
That's kind of why I want to go.
Yeah. It's insane. Like the church that we went to that was built by POWs.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the gravestones are like super old and it's very neat.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I think that just about like architecture too.
They do cemetery tours and stuff. And I think the next time Mike and I go over, we're going to do that. Or I at least want to do that.
That's, yeah, architecture is the same way. Like, okay, you're in Marquette. So there's houses that are like,
mm-hmm.
you know, not quite 200 years old.
Yeah.
But that's like as old as you get around here. It, even if you go to the East Coast, it'd be cool to like see older homes.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Steve. First one to go.
So I don't think that this is fair. All of the kids should die.
I agree.
I think Joel should be literally the only one to get it. And he doesn't get it until like later on. And it pisses me off.
I thought the same thing. Because I'm like, what did he even do other than like being there? But it's the same thing. So Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street, Friday the 13th especially. Like, okay, well, there's some kids that like aren't following the rules, you know, that are like drinking or partying. But there's some kids that are just like living their
having
fucking
a good time.
Lives.
Yeah.
And like not partaking in any of the things that get you killed in horror movies. And then they still die.
Yeah, I don't like that. Mm-hmm. I like it in movies. When people deserve to die.
When it's justified.
When it's justified. And I don't think Steve or anybody in this movie that dies other than Joel.
Agreed.
Yeah.
He gets, like, just taken.
Him and Maggie are outside. Maggie, like, hears voices and just, like, walks out of the cabin. And Steve goes after her. And there's this big, like... He shows her her cross necklace and it's just like, this is what you believe in and everything like that, whatever. And
when
then
did you watch this?
Steve gets taken, huh?
Did you watch this like today?
A week and a half ago. But it's one of those movies that just like sticks in my head.
Damn. You're good. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're just like clearly remembering it where I'm like.
Sure, this happens.
I watched it a week ago as well. And it was one of those like. We're watching it at 10 o'clock at night.
Oh, yeah.
But I'd seen it before, so it's like kind of...
That's how I am with movies, too. If I've seen it before, I don't really pay too... Like, I pay attention, but...
Yeah.
But anyway, this is when Steve gets taken.
Yeah. Maggie witnesses it.
Ugh.
And runs back to camp.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I just burped really loud in the microphone. Chris and Joel go looking, and the three girls stay in the cabin.
Yeah.
This is when Ed the dad starts drinking, which it kind of made it seem like he hadn't drank much.
Yes.
Because he, like, picks up the bottle and looks at it and is like, meh, maybe not. But then he starts drinking.
Yeah. Well, because he's seen, like, visions.
Because he, when the people that he's getting revenge against, when they pass, he
sees it.
He kind of has, like, seizes up and, like, his eyes roll back and he has, like, a vision of it. So, I mean, I guess if you're going to start drinking.
Why not?
Why not for that? Right. The guys, when they're out looking, they find Steve's, like, bloody bandana.
It's very sad.
It is sad. At the cabin, I just wrote, at cabin, an argument.
Maggie, probably. Because Maggie wanted to, like, go out and try to find Steve.
Yes.
Yeah.
Steve's dead outside. Well, then Maggie goes out, and then she's also taken.
She's taken by Pumpkinhead, like, by his hand.
Like, by his, like, gigantic claw hand.
And I didn't like this either. Like, they show a close-up of her face, and Pumpkinhead is, like, making, like, an X on her face.
Yeah, that was kind of dumb.
Just very slow motion, and Maggie didn't deserve to go out like that,
in my opinion. She didn't do anything.
She didn't do anything.
Yeah. It's all Joel's fault.
Joel's like, a dick.
And Ed realizes that, kind of, after he's had the vision of, like, two people dying at this point, and he goes back to the woman in the woods and wants to stop it. So he's kind of, like, a good guy. Like, he acted dramatically and was like, I need vengeance, blah, blah, blah. But I don't think he knew, like, what he was getting into, that this whole group of people was going to get murdered.
My day-to-day life. I seek vengeance, and then an hour later, I'm like, oh, shouldn't have done that.
Shouldn't have said that.
Vengeance.
And this is another thing. Pumpkinhead uses Maggie's face to break the window.
Yeah.
He's, like, outside taunting them while they're all hiding inside, and he takes her, like, dead body's face and is, like, rubbing it on the glass and then smashes it through.
Yes. And then there's blood everywhere.
Yes.
It's disgusting.
At this point, Joel kind of, like, makes a little bit of a turn and yells, I'm the one that you want.
Which, valiant
fair enough.
Effort. A little too late, dude.
Yeah,
little
because
too late.
Then Pumpkinhead takes Kim up a tree and drops her, like, 30 feet
from
under
quite
a rock.
Distance. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's pretty gross, too, because she's, like, laying weird on the rock. So the remaining three decide to run for it.
Yeah, it's Chris, Tracy, and Joel.
Thank you for names.
You're welcome.
They find another cabin. There's an old woman in the cabin who will not let them in.
Yeah, no.
She just looks out and is like, no, thank you. Nope. And then they get run off at one point, and I think this is by, like, Wallace's son. Because there's, I just called him Wallace, but he's the grandpa. Then there's the son, and then there's the kids.
Yes.
That the
they're like
senior
five kids.
Wallace, like, took him into town to the convenience store.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's, like, the middle Wallace that kind of runs them off. I can't help you. You've been marked. Interesting.
So this must happen, like, frequently enough. Do you think it happens, like, once every, like, 10 years
something? I was just going to say 10 years-ish.
Yeah.
When, like, something really bad happens and, like, someone flies off the handle and they want Pumpkinhead to come and deal with it.
Yikes.
Because the kids are like, they sing the little Pumpkinhead song.
But they haven't actually, like, witnessed.
But I feel like they haven't witnessed it. To them, it's still just like, do you want some lotion?
I do. Yeah.
This one's really coconutty, if you want one.
Okay.
I know. It's my bougie hand lotion. That's so good, though. Yeah.
Might as well be dipping my hands in a pina colada.
I mean, it does.
There are
really
worse
good.
Things, I suppose. But yeah. Sorry.
As we lotion our hands.
Break.
I think it probably happens every 10-ish years. The kids don't really seem to know what's going on. I feel like they wouldn't be, like...
Joking about it
if they'd actually seen it.
I would say Bunt's probably, like, 15.
So he's...
15, 16.
Yeah, he's probably, older. In his lifetime, it's probably come up. Where maybe the other ones were too young to remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Ed shoots... Pumpkinhead. And then it's like when he shoots him,
he feels it. Ruh-roh.
So then he realizes kind of that Pumpkinhead is like his monster.
Like, what I don't understand is you put your blood and your son's blood over this demon and you thought it wouldn't have an effect on you if you shot it. But maybe I watch too many science fiction movies.
I mean, yeah.
I think, yeah.
The, like, when the dog bites Ed, the monster feels the pain.
Yes.
So it's kind of like, oh, and then Joel stabbed with a rifle.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Right through him.
So Bunt... Let's back it up a little bit. So Bunt, like, here's what's happening.
You can talk for a minute. I'm going to eat some almonds.
So Bunt kind of, like, hears the ruckus happening outside, like, when the three teenagers come to the door pounding, pound, 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 whatever. Mm-hmm. So Bunt's like, I have to help them. And his sister is there, and his sister is just like, you know that you're going to be marked then. And Bunt's just like, well, somebody has to help him. So he's very valiantly, as a 15-year-old kid.
Good guy, Bunt.
Yeah. Runs outside and kind of gets them, like, hidden someplace. Like, I can't remember where they hide. It's like an older cabin that nobody's using or something. Yeah.
Do you think Bunt is, like, a nickname or short for something?
It's probably short for something.
I was going to say it's probably a nickname.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. On. So Bunt takes the kids and... they go to, like, a cabin area that's secluded. And Bunt, like, tells them, like, this is Pumpkinhead. Somebody wants to get you for what you did to that kid. Like, blah, blah, blah. And then Ed shows up with Pumpkinhead. Not together, but, like, Ed sees Pumpkinhead. And then that's when Joel comes out and Joel gets stabbed by a rifle. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Which I feel like that would be hard to do and also incredibly painful.
I don't even want to think about it. It's like the barrel of the rifle gets shoved into his stomach and he's like lifted up too.
Yes, which it's pretty gross.
It's pretty terrible.
So who's left at this point?
Tracy and Chris.
Tracy and Chris. Okay. They...
And Bunt. And Bunt's there too.
Well, first... okay. He sneaks out to help them. Bunt explains, like, the whole pumpkin head theory. Did you just say that?
I did. While you were eating. I said Bunt explains everything about pumpkin head.
Okay. Well, they're pretty, like, dickish to him.
They are.
He's trying to help them.
Yeah.
They go to an old church
in a cemetery. Okay. That's what it is. Yep. Mm-hmm.
He explains that how Pumpkinhead works. He explains that they must have done something. And then they talk about hitting the kid.
Billy.
Mm-hmm. Billy. And then it's kind of like, oh, well, he's probably alive. And they're like, and Bunt's like, probably not.
Probably not if this is what's happening.
If Pumpkinhead is after you, like, good chance Billy has passed. Mm-hmm. So, Ed goes to the Wallace's house to try to stop Pumpkinhead. Wallace runs him off.
Yeah.
Get the fuck away. I don't want to deal with you. I don't want to deal with this drama. Like, go away.
And anyone that, like, intervenes with Pumpkinhead and his targets gets marked. Mm-hmm. So Bunt now is marked. Ed now.
Yes.
Because of what's going on.
So, yeah. I think it's the, so the remaining kids find vehicles that are completely trashed.
Oh yeah.
Like tipped over, destroyed.
Yes.
And somehow there's like one dirt bike that is like still sitting right at the end of the path, perfect for them to like jump on, sort of.
Yeah. That happens, right?
No, it's a huge trap. Chris?
Chris.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
Chris gets on the bike. Obviously, it's a trap.
What? It's a trap.
I know. Doesn't he get like pitched
with the bike? He gets pitched like, with the bike.
Hilariously.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fine. Pumpkinhead's a revenge demon. You don't know.
So Ed gets Bunt, and what I wrote is the last girl.
Tracy.
The final girl.
The final girl.
Mm-hmm.
Her and Chris, though, do live, I believe. Chris gets, like, beat up pretty bad, but I'm pretty sure he lives.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I started writing Ed as Mr. Harley at this point.
Mr. Harley. Oh, yeah.
So she goes out to tell Mr. Harley that it was an accident and try to explain herself.
Good old Ed Harley.
I mean, that's a good name. That's yeah. a solid name.
Yeah. It depends on if it's Edwin or Edward.
Edwin Harley does not sound right.
No.
Edward Harley.
Edward Harley. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She tries to explain that it was an accident. And at that point, he starts getting a vision. He starts to, like, I don't know, not really convulse, but, like, zone out.
Like what you picture somebody looks like when they're having a vision.
I mean, yeah, I don't know how to explain that. Pumpkinhead is there. They look in the closet. A Bunt is in the closet, and the dog is hiding in a toy box, which I think is really cute. Like...
Oh, good old Mushroom.
Mushroom.
Hiding in the toy box.
Well, like, Bunt's hiding, and then you see him, like, hiding away, like, and then you see the toy box lid, like, lift up in little doggy eyes, and then down again. It's pretty freaking cute.
Yeah.
Ed wins.
It doesn't matter.
His eyes get like really weird, and then he, oddly enough, or I guess expected, stabs himself with a pitchfork.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
To try to stop Pumpkinhead.
Yeah.
This is once again when I get towards the end of a movie.
You're just like do 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 do.
I
quit taking notes when Pumpkinhead took the drivetrain off of the motorcycle.
Really?
Yeah. I put, this is the last thing I wrote. How does Pumpkinhead know to take that off of the bike? Is he a mechanic? Does he just know? He just knows how to fuck with teenagers.
It's just like the chain.
It's just the chain. Yeah.
Did you say drive?
I said the drivetrain. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Whatever. The thing that makes it go vroom.
I don't know. Dad, Edwin.
It doesn't matter.
Goes to truck and shoots himself.
Oh.
To try to save.
Tracy, Bunt, and Chris.
Bunt and
Chris is kind of on fire, but I do think he lives. Like, his pants are on fire.
He's kind of on fire.
Because I remember watching it. But he's like,
he's okay. Yeah.
He's okay. Yeah.
Well, he's still alive. He doesn't like.
Correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, the gal decides to shoot him multiple times. Pumpkinhead bursts into flames.
Shoot Ed or Pumpkinhead?
Ed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
She shoots Ed to kill Pumpkinhead.
He tells her to, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's not like a surprise.
No.
What are you doing? Don't.
He hands her a gun.
Fuck you.
And she just like, yeah.
Goes to town. Yep.
The old witch woman in the hills.
Haggis.
Buries
Ed.
Well, no.
Is it?
She buries a burnt up little corpse that's wearing Ed's necklace.
Yes.
So earlier on, it's like the first 5 minutes, Billy makes Ed a necklace, and it's like this little
clay. It's out of like duct tape and clay or something. It's
real cute.
Yeah.
It's like something a kid would make for you. And he puts it on. He's like, I'm never going to take it off. Well, she buries like a burnt up little corpse.
I thought it was Ed that she buried because I thought it was like full circle. Like once you kill Pumpkinhead.
Yes. You become Pumpkinhead.
That's why, like, Pumpkinhead looked kind of like Ed towards the end.
They did that on purpose.
Why did they do that on purpose?
To, like, show that it was, like,
the
his
transformation.
Vengeance.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I want to say that that's why Haggis buried Ed.
That makes a ton of sense.
Because then he'll come back as somebody's vengeance demon and, like, whatever.
Yeah.
And it's circle.
So I wonder if after he, like, circles through, then he's free.
Yeah.
So, like, he paid his price to, like, have that demon.
And he'll have to come back and pay someone else's price, and then he'll be free.
And then he'll be free.
Oh, man.
I don't know. We haven't watched any of the other ones, and there's, like, 10, so...
Brain explode.
There's not 10, but there's a few.
But, yeah, so Tracy and Chris... survived.
Yes.
Bunt also. And little Mushroom.
Mushroom makes it. Mushroom is like the cutest name.
Yes.
I watched the new Hocus Pocus.
Oh God, I haven't watched it yet.
There's
we haven't had time.
A black cat named Cobweb.
Oh my God.
Like
is that like Salem's replacement?
Binks.
Yeah, or Binks, yeah. Sorry, I'm doing a rewatch of Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Salem has just, like, entered the picture. It's one of my favorite scenes in Chaos, I'm so cool. Mm. Because Sabrina doesn't want to just, like, look through a catalog for familiars. She wants one to just, like, come to her.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So she goes out and she does a summoning spell. And then she wakes up in the middle of the night, and this huge goblin, because in the chaos world, familiars are goblins that are essentially housekeepers to witches.
Mm-hmm.
So it's this huge goblin that's like peeking behind the door, and you only see like glowing eyes. And he's just like, you summoned me in the woods. And then he like transforms into Salem. It's the cutest thing ever.
I need to watch that.
It's adorable.
Maybe I'll watch that after Bridgerton.
Yes.
Do you think Greg would like it?
I think so. Oh. But you're going to get real pissed off at Sabrina because she's a bitch.
Okay. Maybe I'll watch it like when he's at work. That'll be my next Greg at work show.
But the Weird Sisters,
mm-hmm.
There are three sisters, are amazing. They're chef's kiss. Dorcas is my favorite.
But, okay. I'll watch that next.
Yeah.
Anyway. What were we even...
We were talking about, like, demons and stuff.
Cobweb the cat. Adorable.
Yeah.
I don't even know what we were talking about before that.
That's okay. So that is Pumpkinhead.
And a lot of other random shit.
We
but,
are...
You know, it's been a long day.
Yeah. We're smack dab right in the middle of spooky season. We have a couple really good ones coming up that we're very excited for.
I don't even remember.
You don't remember them? Oh, for fuck's sake.
Are you ready? Oh, okay. I know that one. What's the next one? Oh, yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks,
mm-hmm.
Mom.
You're welcome. I think I have access to both of these two. I know the first one's on Netflix.
I have both of them on DVD.
Cool.
So.
All right. Okay. Well... Happy spooky season.
Woohoo!
We're so excited. It's peak leaf season up here in the Upper Peninsula
of
Michigan.
Leafers.
Oh, yeah.
The Airbnb biz. It's like, oh, if you get a chance, you should go check out this and check out that. And I always send people to the 510 Bridge.
Because it's beautiful. You get the nice.
It's not prettier than that anywhere.
No. I want to one day go out every 6 months or like the transition of the seasons and take a picture there and then have them framed.
That's a good idea.
That's a really good idea.
I thought about doing that with, there's a tree down my street that's always bright red in the fall. So it'd be cool to do like all four seasons of just that tree, because one would be like neon red.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. So happy spooky season. If you like what you hear and you want to know what we're going to be doing in the future or whatever, please follow us on Instagram. It's /your movie review, all one word, all lowercase. We also have a Facebook page, /your movie review. And if iTunes and Spotify aren't your thing, catch us every Friday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on mtrsradio.com.
Wow, I feel like you got that, like,
I know,
right down this time.
Pretty great.
I felt like there was something else. Oh, review us. Great.
Yeah.
Review. Give us some stars. I don't know where we stand with that, because
I don't know. I don't like reading them. I don't like reading reviews, because yes, we ramble. Yes, sometimes we don't
say
do
that, or do you just not read it?
It's just one of those things that's in my head.
Oh,
all the time. Yeah. When I'm like, ooh, what could people say about us?
I'm logged out of our email.
Oh,
and I used
me too.
To get like a little bit here and there where I'd get an idea, and then I haven't recently. I think something happened with my phone. I can't remember. But I was logged out, and I used to like peek once in a while.
I just, you know, it's better for my mental health that I don't read what people on the internet think of us. Sometimes on Instagram, some people will comment too, and I'm just like, ugh.
You just, no thank you.
No thank
See,
you.
See, I don't have the Instagram anymore. I'm just like out of it. Just living free and wild out here.
See, I can't.
I don't know what people are saying.
Because I run the Instagrams and the Facebooks.
Oh, well, you can see it's like getting into winter and we're both having our like fall anxieties.
Oh, fuck. If that's not.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
We're just rambling.
I
hope people don't complain about it.
If you do.
Here we are.
Whoops.
So happy spooky season. I hope everyone has a really good night and a good week.
Bye.
Bye.